Friday morning. And we made mention of the fact that I was at an event last night that was really wonderful, wonderfully attended, wonderfully organized as part of the Dwell Foundation, and in aid of the Zululand Conservation Trust. And in the studio with us this morning, representing the trust, is Karen Oortendal. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
And, well, you guys do amazing work. You rolled a video last night showing the rescue of a baby rhino, and it was, I mean, you know, it was an evening of comedy and lots of, you know, happiness in the air, generally speaking, fueled by libations very liberally poured at the bar. So you had a group of people there, was kind of left, right, and center, and yet that movie was extremely touching. Tell us about your work.
Thanks. Yes, we did a great job in putting something together. So the Conservation Trust has established a rhino orphanage in KZN. It's the only facility in the province. And the part of the work there is to obviously rescue and rehabilitate rhino calves that were orphaned from poaching. Obviously, poaching is still a very real issue in our province, you know, with rhino being poached almost on a daily basis on both state and private-owned reserves. And so there's a lot of specialized care that goes into, you know, capturing, stabilizing the calf, and then getting it to a point where it can be rehabilitated and rewilded. Mm. And for park managers to take on that, in addition to all the work that goes on with managing a game reserve, it's just impossible. So the facility takes on calves from anywhere in the province and provide that support for the different reserves.
You know, often people, I suppose, looking at the problems in the world, and there are many, look at the plight of the rhino and they say, well, that's just the way it is. Greed and ignorance and humanity's lack of compassion and understanding is going to lead to this kind of thing. It's been happening forever. We can't stop it. It's a litany of woe. We don't want to even know about it. And what difference does it make? You know, that's the question I was on. What difference is it? But it does make a difference, doesn't it?
It does. You know, unfortunately, a lot of species, both black rhino are critically endangered, white rhino on CITES Appendix 2, populations have been declining, especially the last couple of years as a result of poaching. And so every animal that we can save will at least, I guess, slow down the you know, negative population growth. So for us, every single animal matters, and in the long run, hopefully we can turn the tide and get the populations into a positive growth rate so that your children's children can also be able to witness and experience what it is to see a rhino in the wild.
Okay, well, let's take a little breather and we'll come back and unpack a little bit more of the work of the Zululand Conservation Trust and find out how you can get involved. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, Valentine's Day. That was Sean Kingston, Fire Burning. And during the burning fire, joining us in the studio to add to the conversation is Dean Delaray from Dwell Properties. Welcome to you.
Morning, Dave.
What a marvelous function you guys put on last night.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable event. We were very happy with the turnout and the enjoyment that everyone had on the night as well.
It was real and in a good cause, for a good cause. Tell us about your association with the Zululand, the Conservation Trust.
Yeah, Dave, I think as Dwell Properties, I think one of the big things about our brand is just the love of the North Coast and all the things we get to enjoy about it. And we have a bit of a motto at the company about you can't say no to the bush. And yeah, the enjoyment around the bush is that it is 2 hours, 3 hours away for most of us, and a lot of us enjoy going there over the weekend. And part of that for us was how can we embrace what we really enjoy about the North Coast living, and the ZCT really falls into that. They're protecting our wildlife areas, so we thought let's give back where we can.
And on that note, Karen, how can people that want to support your initiative get involved?
So they can go onto our website if they want to make a donation. We've actually got a little backer buddy Valentine's fundraiser today. So if they go onto our social media pages, they'll be able to see that if you want a gift, don't gift flowers, rather donate towards a cause. But in addition to that, we also run a volunteer program where, you know, young, old, no matter, as long as you're fit and strong, can come and join 2 weeks and volunteer with us, assist with orphan care and all the things. It's an amazing experience, and it obviously helps us raise funds so that we can keep doing what we do.
And the work that you do, as I say, you know, the cynical people in the world, and I'm in the media always right up there with the most cynical. And we say, what difference does all of this make when we've got so many other... Believe me, when you look at the work that's being done, and you cannot not be moved. Moved to tears is not just an expression I use lightly. At the vulnerability and the helplessness of a tiny rhino calf that is doomed. Its mother is dead, and it's been left to die. Mm. And there is no hope. Until, of course, Corin and her team come along, scoop it up, and devote incredible care and attention, and a huge amount of capital finance goes into this initiative. And what difference does it make? Well, it makes a huge difference to that one. And that one carries the genes and the biodiversity of its species to continue to fill the world again with beautiful creatures, and we need to do that. Yeah. So each of us has a role to play, and this is one small way that you, listening to this, can make a difference on Valentine's Day. What a wonderful way to show love in a real sense to the world. Be the difference, the change you want to see. And it's so lovely that you could join us on the morning show this morning. And thanks again, Dean, for the invitation. We were very, well, shall we say, it was a privilege to be there with such organized chaos that turned into, it wasn't chaos at all. It just felt at one stage as if we were in this mad crush of happy people celebrating life for a cause. And that was a real treat. So thank you for that. Dwell Properties, of course, very prominent in the North Coast. And anyone wanting to buy, sell, rent, trade, up, down, whatever, be well advised to give someone a shout. Who would they talk to?
Oh, they can give us a call, go onto our website, and you can give any of our team members a call. I mean, you met them last night. We're all a friendly bunch, and we're happy to help with any of the gated estates around the North Coast.
And I'm very impressed with the professional approach. The team, as you put it, is extremely professional and very approachable. And despite the fact that Skulk had a go at estate agents left, right. I mean, he didn't pull any punches, and he dropped a few names. Oh, I thought no, but the drill team was they took it in fine.
Yeah, we probably enjoyed that joke the most.
So thanks again to my very special guest Karen Urdendahl from the Zululand Conservation Trust and Dean Delaray from Dwell Properties. And as I say, you can make a difference today by going online. What is the website?
It's www.zululandconservationtrust.org.
And there you go. Simple as that. This will be up as a podcast as well. So if you missed it and you want to know more about how you can make a difference, you'll be able to pick it up on our website or on our apps, just like that. And the morning show continues.